Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Father, we turn the service over to you. Let the light of your word come to us. May we never be the same. We vow to give you all the glory. We celebrate your presence with us. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit, for your presence, for your direction, for your enlightenment. We give you praise, we give you glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are great things that God has planned for our families. There's an aspect of these great things that we have seen, but there's an aspect we have not seen. So the Lord says, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things. There are mighty things planned for your family. In fact, your family has always had those mighty things. But you have never been aware and you are still not aware of them. Because there are spirits that fight against our family blessings. There was a man called Naboth in the Old Testament. Naboth had a family inheritance in his life. It was a blessing that had been handed down to the family by the fathers. But there was a king called Ahab who was staying close to the inheritance of Naboth's family. He wanted that property belonging to Naboth's family. And in response, he was going to give Naboth a lot of money in reply or response. But Naboth said unto Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto you. It's in 1 Kings 21:3. When Naboth said this to King Ahab, Ahab became very sad. He went to lie on his bed and he refused to eat. So when his wife came to the house, he saw that the food he had organized for the husband had not been consumed. When he sought to find out why, the king Ahab said, because Naboth refuses to give me his father's inheritance. There is an inheritance that God, your heavenly Father, who has given the names to the families on the earth, has planned for you. The Ahabs of our time, they want that kind of inheritance. But by the grace of God, it shall not be bequeathed unto them.
Hallelujah.
But Ahab had a wife who was called Jezebel. Jezebel was a woman who had the spirit of witchcraft in her. She was a very strong personality. So she told the husband, are you not the king of Israel? Go find something to eat. I will give you Naboth's property. Long story short, he got some sons of Belial who framed up Naboth and they killed him. And then Jezebel said, Now Naboth is dead. Go and take his land. Go and take his property.
Now Ohima Jezebel ye no be ye bia ma ye ku Naboth. Now we are no kwakatra ohin say Naboth anya.
As Ahab was going to the land of Naboth, the Spirit of God said to the prophet Elijah, "This is what has happened. I want you to go and meet Ahab."
Na emra Ahab boy na dwen say wakwa Naboth asase so no. Onyame da na di tra ne nkom hweni say Ahab.
So Elijah met Ahab and he said, "You want to take Naboth's property?" And Ahab said, "Oh, my enemy, have you found me out?"
And it is,
Now the enemies of our families who have sought to take our inheritance, the Spirit of God has shown us already.
Amen. Now one more more you bush you more person mu di ejopa dia no nya mesusu kwa da wo mu hwedi dada.
So the Lord told him that on this land there blood will be shed, and this is exactly where you will also die.
Now nya me asamba Ahab ho se sasa simo jabegusu na hora su na wusu wubewu.
Let me ask you a question you probably might not have asked yourself.
Mo ma me bisa mo asem bia wo misaye.
Do you think this is how your family should be? Is it possible that a Jezebel in a time past or an Ahab has taken over your family inheritance that you, generations down, you are not aware that you ever owned a property or you have such an inheritance or a heritage in your family? Is it possible that there was something very great that has been robbed of your family that you are not aware? Is it possible?
Maybe
it's
so.
Very possible.
And as a baby, we were busy. Eya Ahab bi ana Jezebel bi atwe fi wabusua mu antia na wabusua ne atini ana mi bi saw.
When a king takes over unlawfully another person's property,
so wahene fa adwapade bi anya ne dia,
and the king is no longer available or is no longer reigning,
na so wahene woni adie bi on,
when a new king comes,
so wahene froba,
he is able to restore to the rightful owner the property that was
taken. Hallelujah. Ohefu fanu to me disaster fina. Ohine dada ne je yanya ne dia numa nura.
I have come to announce to you that your family heritage that was stolen years ago,
we receive it.
Hundreds of years ago. Tonight we are taking it back.
I receive it.
I said tonight we are taking it back.
I receive it. Me baba katia wo se adia wo busua hwe ni fie dada da be se ko no. E na na dwe ye hwe ni biom.
We may not know it, but it will not deny. You see, in the realm of the spirit, when you lay claim on something that God gave to your family, I can promise you on the basis of the word of God that you will have it.
Amen.
I said you will have it.
Amen. So what you know when you're some so now what you are doing for now when you say you're a bush you are there now what just are there now when you meet them and then ask them who's into a baby.
I am convinced that all of us, our families are only a shadow of what it was meant to be. Now, I am very much convinced of it.
Now, media me did the pastor and then you're here when you're a bush you are and you're a one of
our inheritance has been stolen, but we are taking it back today. When you go back to your family land, you may discover that there was prominence, there was greatness, there was wealth, there was property. But now, the Ahabs and the dominating witchcraft spirits outside of your family, they have laid claim on the land and they have taken it. But tonight we are saying that we take it back from them.
And sir, so what shall we do? So my brother, you know, so we na be no what's the capa. Na kwa kosi asiyosika na ira ira ko. Na chresa Ahab bi na Jezebel fear bonsamphobi. Ati aje so amo fe ma wo da omote so. Na so ene ha. Ye be come o mutu jabababababa.
There was a group of daughters called the daughters of Zelophehad.
Na mabaywa bi wo ha na from Zelophehad mabaywa.
Their father had properties or inheritance, because they were daughters and the property always passed through the male line, they were completely denied.
Na no papa we japade na mama nka no se wo wo baba wo fa we japade ma no iti omo papa wo man ko anti na se japade omo nya bi.
In Numbers chapter 27, they went to God.
Na wo ken kan numerica omo ko nya mi ani,
but they went to Moses.
Omo ko Moses ho,
and they cited and pled their case.
Na omo do omo sam to Moses ho,
they said our father had only daughters. There is a portion of inheritance that belongs to us. But because we are daughters, we have been denied it. But we must be given our inheritance, which is rightfully ours. When the daughters told Moses that, he decided to look into it, and God spoke to Moses. In Numbers 27, verse 6 and 7, and I read to you, the Lord said unto Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them.
You
see, if something belongs to you, often it is you who can lay claim on the thing. Maybe in the past you have been denied because of your status and because of your spiritual stand in the Lord, if you like. But in this convention tonight, the Lord says your desire to have back your father's inheritance is right. The Lord says your desire to take back your land, to take back your family blessing, to take back your family glory, God says it is right.
Now when Yamiasam say, Sisiara Wupese Japadia ye weaye, Adia ye chifri mabusia muno, and Nessa Wujina Hosa Wujia ya Wudia.
So the Lord told Moses, cause it. That it be given unto these daughters. Tonight we have come to cause for things to be given to us that belong to us indeed. Are you here with me? So the spirit of witchcraft, they are exposed tonight.
Hallelujah!
But the long and short of it is that in this convention, we're exposing the works of the devil, and I know the devil will try to come after me, but by the grace of God, as I've seen in the vision, the victory is already ours. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you about is a family spirit. The first was a witchcraft spirit that takes a family inheritance. These family spirits have been around for thousands of years. And they have control over geographical areas. And they have shared themselves in those geographical areas over the families in the geographical area. They have shared themselves over the families. Are you listening? As the families and the geographical areas develop, sometimes there is a reshuffle of demons. Let me explain it to you. If there is an evil spirit in a particular family, and they are not able to progress in life, and then there comes one of a family who decides that we are going to break out of the spirit of poverty, and thus everything educate the children and take them off poverty. The moment they begin to go through lorries and heights of education, those demons who are controlling the family because of the lack of education, they will leave. And then they will reshuffle and allow demons that go with sophistication to come and take over. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So in the demonic world, there is always a shuffling that is going on. The demons that are in Africa, they are completely different. Their DNA is different from the demons in Europe. By far, the demons in Africa, they operate through lack of education. They use that to dominate the people. So once the people become educated, they have to go to areas that are less educated. That's how they flourish. The demons are different, and it's a way of working. Are you listening to me? But when they get to a place where it's very developed, then a demon of I don't believe in God, a demon of there's no God, a demon of homosexuality, a demon of lesbianism.
What's it?
So although evil spirits are very territorial, sometimes they shift in order to have their best control over people. I will explain it with the Bible. Mark chapter 5 verse 10. Jesus had an encounter with a man who had thousands of demons in him. Now, when Jesus encountered the spirit, he said the spirit should come out, thou unclean spirit. The demons began to beg him, Mark 5:10, and he besought him much that he, Jesus, would not send them away out of the country because that is their territory. They said, you cast us out of this man, but not out of this territory, not out of this country. Almost everything that God creates is territorial. So there are demons assigned to the Jackson family. There are demons assigned to the Roxon family. There are demons assigned to the Richardson family. And the Blankson family. And the Riverson family. And the Skyson family. And the Stolson family. There are demons assigned to all of us. I'm not mentioning your family because... but I want you to know that they are assigned. And listen, they have been there for thousands of years. And many times, when one person rises up to cast them out, they don't go easily. I'm telling you. They go and they come. And I'll show you why they go and come.
Nabusiabia Yamani Beye Bia Tata no nasa obifi mufi. Na washa seso anisa beye ni dia kwa. Wan kwa kwesa sa wa chewe nyini ye. And it wokani sa kwa wa yesu dima no akwa. Uba huwa no asayaba. Yabesha wa Bible.
I told you a vision I had where spirits from my father's family, they had come, there were about three or four of them. And they had come to put sickness into my body. It was a battle against them. I tell you, it was a battle against them. And so when these spirits try to bring you down and you try to exercise your authority in Christ, you must dig your heels in and be strong and stand your ground. Because if play with it, you may think they are gone, but they are still there.
And notice one more thing, Tamwa. Dina Pinti Nakawamuko.
Why is it that these spirits don't want to leave their territories? Because relocation makes them subservient to other demons. Nah. And they don't like that.
Yeah,
you become a servant to that evil spirit there. But in your family, they are reigning and they like it. The second reason is because they have become so familiar with your family and they have succeeded so much that they feel that starting all over again is not going to be easy for them.
And
sometimes too, when they are cast out like that, Satan reduces their rank and hierarchy for allowing themselves to be cast out.
Hey,
so they don't like that. This is why sometimes it's not easy to break out of certain family patterns, but it is possible.
Hallelujah. And nothing I do a send your busiani soup and any banty and I do baby a woo to me two fumo. Esan said to me be a dear busiano.
Look at Matthew chapter 12:43 down, watch with me.
Matthew Sempa to do me
quickly. When the unclean spirit, Jesus is speaking and explaining something. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places. As long as they have your family, they are working and they are enjoying in wet, voluptuous places. But when they are cast out, because the demons have shared themselves with them, which demon is going to give you the family they control for you to come and control? So they walk in dry places, Jesus said, seeking rest.
Now
and finding none. Then the evil spirit says, I will return into my house.
Hey, soon finish me case. This year me nya baby tinning. Me sa me tia ko mi fie.
From where I came out.
Baby, I ye tu mi fie no ho ye mi fie ntimi.
And when he is come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished.
Na sa waba no hu sa ya prapra ho me ho ye fine.
So as we deal with these family spirits tonight, and we clean the house, we have to feel it. Look at what they do when they come and they realize that there is space for them. Then goeth he and taketh unto himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first.
Listen
to the conclusion Jesus gave in explaining this thing. He said, even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. So what it means is, what happens to an individual can happen to a family. And it can happen to a whole generation. Where seven stronger demons have come, and the first demon is like Odikro, okay? And then he allocates the control. He says, this is for me. But I relinquish power, take control. And as long as they have the control, they also have portions of meat to chop from your family. But by the grace of God, today we are releasing the fire of the Spirit over them. I believe that the spirit possessing the madman of Gadara was in this condition. I believe that there was a reinforcement because the spirit were very strong, because they couldn't bind. And some of the demons, you can put chains on the human beings and the human beings will be under control. But this particular one, you put the chains and then he'll just, these were seven stronger demons who had come. So even Jesus, when he said come out, they didn't come out like they came out in other cases. So Jesus said, what? Jesus sought to identify, what is your name? He said, we are thousands. We are a legend. We are a legend. 6 to 12,000 of us are in here. In one person. In one person. Can you imagine? In one person. And the man was crying and just slashing himself, and blood was coming. When you see things like that, you see the seven wicked spirits who have taken over. And sometimes it doesn't happen to an individual, it happens to a family. And you see that prayers are offered, the people are Christians, they have authority over the devil, but they need to exercise the authority in a certain manner because the spirit, Jesus said, kind, this kind,
yeah.
It doesn't go like all the other kinds. This kind,
yeah.
You need some resilience, which comes by prayer and fasting to drive them out.
Now, what was up, Papa? Now, I before be one imuno. No, I idea before ni do super chese. I before no muba, no muba, no muba. And it's my yes, you can't say what I'm going to say. Now, yes, you be say, hey, your friend was saying. Your friend will be you before your friend says, oh, me, I do me do super. Oh, it's. Amu kono mu debi ba kama amu kono bugiti etumi se de etumi siwo ni pe ba kumu etumi siwo busiemu na mra papa ni Yesu ka se amunsamfo na na beye ni fini mu kono ko twetwa no otete na bibi ye no eno ti sa na etumi si upa ba kumu no etumi su kwa ebusiemu
so
sa.
So Jesus said, go out of the man.
Eno ti Yesu ka se fini mu fi.
And then those thousands of demons left the man. Tonight, demons are going to leave your family. The final kind of spirit I want to talk about.
There
are spirits that are found in a name. Spirits that are found in a name. When you see somebody with a particular name in your family, and you see his life going in a certain way that is not good, and you have the same name and you see your life heading towards the way this life went, you have identified a spirit. Are you listening to me? Now, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 25. There was a man called Nabal.
Papa bin your friend Nabal.
Great man. Rich man. Well known. But the man, the Bible says his name was Nabal. For as his name, so was he. Nabal is his name and folly is with him. I want you to understand something about Nabal. A rich man. A great man, the Bible describes. And by the way, very few people are described great in the Bible. They are called great. Very few are called great in the Bible. Nabal was one of them. But he had a name, and the name means a fool. So although he was great, although he was rich, the spirit in the name took hold of him and made him behave in a certain manner that he should not have behaved in. Consequently, he died ahead of his time. That's what spirits do. You see a promising person. There is a spirit in a name that he has been given. Sometimes you must throw away some. Yes. When you grow up on your own, you can throw away some names. If you are serious. If you are serious, you do, because listen, as long as you have the name, there's something attached to it. And you, who knows us? Maybe an evil spirit gave out that name. So once you are using the name, Charlie is always going to be with you. You will pray, you will fast, you do something, but he's always going to be with you. But you have to disown the name. Me, young as I was, I've thrown two names out of my life. Just threw them away.
Now, Obi Waha, Edina Yadiaman, Oni Baby Fi.
So watch out when it comes to names. There may be spirits attached to them. especially family names that we move from one generation to the other, you have to be very careful when you are using it. But there is good news for us. I said there is good news for us. We have come unto Mount Zion, unto the family of the Heavenly Father. He too, he has put some things on us.
Hallelujah.
And they are stronger by nature. They are divinely stronger than the natural family.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life. And give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God. And continue. And your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Right, now I want to talk about family matters. It's a book I wrote for the entire family. In chapter 1, I talk about what is happening in your marriage. In this chapter, I discuss with readers 7 or 8 stages that marriages are bound to go through. The first stage that a marriage goes through is a stage of delight. This is a stage where everything is blissful and everything is working perfectly. Then you move to discovery, where you begin to find things about your partner that you like and things about your partner that you do not like and did not suspect was there. This can lead to the third stage, that disappointment. And if you do not handle your disappointments well, then you will slip into depression. Depression can lead you into dissociation. Dissociation can lead to the dissolution of your marriage. But if you are able to get over all these hurdles, then your marriage will develop and become the marriage that God has planned for it to be. So this book will help you as we look at chapter 2 on the subject of why people marry and it takes a while for them to have their children. Why babies tarry. Now, I do not share this chapter on the basis of medical knowledge, because I'm not a doctor, but I just had the opportunity of looking through the scriptures and I found several reasons why some people have their children late. In chapter 2 of Children of Purpose, in this chapter I talk about various types of children. I think there are about 7 or 8 types of children. You need to know them and you need to know how to relate with each of them. Then chapter 4, I focus on the youth, 5 insights for the youth. Chapter 5, I talk about 5 things or 5 mistakes that men make in their marriage. And one of the mistakes men make in their marriage is that they focus on the big things to the detriment of the small things. Solomon, a wise man who had 1,000 women at his disposal, said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." So when you get a copy of this book, you will be able to go through the various 5 common mistakes that men make and then avoid them for a stable marriage. I conclude this book by looking at 5 mistakes women make. One of the key mistakes women make in their marriage is dishonoring the man in their life. Nagging, pushing, dominating. Number 3, allowing insecurity to color their lives so that everything a man does is perceived in a manner that is not harmonious. Take a look at some of these mistakes and your marriage will be enhanced greatly.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeteru Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.